Joining us now, he's going to talk a little Kiowa 2.0. Brian Hunter joins us. Brian, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you. Thank you both. I appreciate it. Great to be with you as always.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a terrible weekend down in Kiowa. I mean, if it's warm here, it's really nice and warm down there, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had some cool weather. It's been a relatively cool spring, but it's really warmed up nicely. Just perfect temperatures now to be out on the golf course or on the beach or out riding bikes. So, it's a gorgeous day.
All right, so tell our listeners a little bit about Kiowa 2.0. I mean, for me, Kiowa was already awesome to begin with, and now the awesomeness is going to another level, isn't it?
That's right. Well, we sort of have a tagline for that. We always refining our game, and we realize that to remain the best, we can't rest on our laurels. We've got to constantly improve, and so it's an exciting time here. Now through the end of 2020, we have a whole series of developments, as you say, we're referring to as Kiowa 2.0, sort of the next generation of Kiowa, and really taking what is already an excellent product and making it even better. It'll include a new 150-room luxury beachfront hotel back where the original inn was, for those who are familiar with Kiowa, new clubhouse at Cougar Point, which we just finished renovating. It reopened back in October. Brand new state-of-the-art conference center, which will really allow us to expand our meetings and size of groups that we can host. New villa check-in, which will be closer inside the gates, which will really expedite check-in for those who are staying in villas or in our luxury rental homes. Building a chapel at the sanctuary on the east wing there, which will accommodate weddings, but also will have concerts and weekly non-denominational services. We're closing the West Beach Tennis Club, and we're consolidating all of our tennis programs at the Roy Barth Tennis Center there near the sanctuary. We're adding 10 hard-true courts. We're resurfacing all the existing courts and adding locker facilities, which our tennis playing guests are really excited about. And then our Knight Heron Park, which is where all our recreational activities are centered, we're completely rebuilding all of that. It'll be slightly away from where the existing facilities are. That will allow us to not interrupt all of our programming this year. So, while construction is going on, we'll still be able to use the existing facilities. And then something I'm really excited about, and I think golfers will really be excited about, is we're adding two-story, four-bedroom cottages right beside the Ocean Course Clubhouse. So we're taking a bucket list golf course and now adding bucket list lodging right adjacent to it. So, again, that will all be phased in. We've already broken ground on the Cougar Point Clubhouse, and we're getting ready to. We've already cleared the site where the new conference center will be. So things we're out of the gate, and we're really excited about these new developments.
Wow, I mean, Brian, when you look at this and these initiatives were coming into fruition, how much of this is to address or to continue to change the sort of reputation of Kiowa? It was once thought to be sort of far away and far flung and private and very, very little enclave and super high end, super fancy. And recently, at least in the last decade, it's become a much more, accessible place that can be on your bucket list, but you can actually get out there and do things. And you guys offer so many more activities. How much of these, the putting together this list of initiatives went to satisfy that?
Well, that's certainly part of it. We noticed after the recession or during the last recession that our group business really slowed down a lot. Meetings, but that was just universal. I think it was nationwide, not just Kiowa. And then when we came out of the recession and the economy really rebounded, we noticed that some of the groups that we'd hosted in the past, we were losing because they outgrown us, and so we found that we were able to supplement that with new leisure business. Now we realize that we can regrow and recapture some of that lost meetings business, But then that raises the question of where we're going to put these folks, because we've booked the sanctuary and we've booked a lot of the villas. So we realized that we actually had the capacity to expand our hotel offering. And really the way we're going to look at it, and I think it's very, paramount that we stress that the new hotel will not be a step down from the sanctuary. It's not going to be a bargain sanctuary experience. It's going to be the same level of luxury, but it's going to be a little bit more relaxed environment, more of a beach house kind of a feel. But, as you mentioned, I think a lot of people assume that the sanctuary is just out of reach for them, but I would encourage those people to look at our packages, which really have some very compelling packages. People can come, especially from the Charlotte area, can come down and for a weekend. It's really easy to get to, very accessible, and I would encourage them to look into that. Go to our website, www.kiawahresort.com. That's KIAWAH resort.com. Call one of our specialists there and talk about what kind of package would work best for them. And really, we offer a range of a range of lodging options, which makes it more accessible. Some of our villas are really quite affordable for the experience that you get. And if you book it through us, you get full resort access. So it means access to the pools, discounted rounds of golf and tennis and dining. So, anybody who's never been there but who's been tempted to check it out, I know it's a good time to do it. I think especially for golfers and tennis players right now, it's a great time to come before we get into the full swing of summer, which is our really busy season, sort of our beach, family beach season. So give us a call and check it out.
And Brian, one of the things that you always find is that when a lot of places kind of, and I'm not calling this a makeover, but when some places do makeovers and stuff like that, the impact is high and there's a lot of construction going on and this, that, and the other thing. It seems like that this impact in terms of keeping normal business operations going for people that are coming for special events or experiences like spa or romance or gourmet and golf and those kind of packages, that this impact is very low and it's business as usual. And it'll be something that's going on kind of behind the scenes, and they don't really have to deal with construction and all that kind of stuff.
That's right. The way we're doing it, we think we're, as a scheduling, we're doing it intelligently. And especially the area where the majority of the construction is going to be is the West Beach area, which was the sort of heart of the original resort when it opened in 1976. As I mentioned before, the previous original inn was there. We demolished that about a decade back, I believe. And so there's not a whole lot there right now anyway. So where the bulk of the construction is going to be is really away from where most of the activities are anyway. And so I think it's really going to have a very minimal impact, if any, on the guest experience.
And Brian, I'm curious, as someone who would come down at different times of the year, different seasons, I love the idea of traveling in the fall when places are not as busy or whatever. If I wanted to come down and include in, but besides the tennis and the golf and all the other things, if I was really into, paddleboarding or getting out there and canoeing or kayaking or whatever, I know this is going to sound silly. What are the water temperatures like year round down there?
Well, it's always pretty moderate. I mean, it certainly gets much cooler in the winter, but you can do in water activities, through the late fall. It stays pretty warm on the coast here. We had a unusually cold winter in January and February. We actually got about 5 inches of snow, which is extremely rare. But I'm glad that you brought up some of those activities. Although golf is part of our name, resort is also part of our name. And, we have all of those activities like biking. We have miles and miles of biking and walking trails. The beach is near the water is hard-packed sand, so we actually have beach cruisers, and that's a very popular activity. But then, a lot of people think about the beach, but they don't think about the what I call the other side of Kiawah, which is the marsh, the complex of marsh creeks, salt creeks, and the what we call the back of the island. And we do kayaking, stand-up paddle boarding, for those who want to kick back and relax a little bit more, we have a small fleet of boats so people can do boat excursions and watch dolphins. And we even offer inshore and nearshore fishing excursions as well. So it's really something for everybody.
Yeah, and I've heard there's fairly exceptional bird watching there as well.
There really is. That's becoming a growing recreational activity. In fact, it's the fastest growing activity. We have a lot of area of the island which is completely undeveloped, and we have some excellent birding down there. You know, everything from shorebirds, wading birds, to songbirds. We have about 5 pair of nesting eagles, very healthy population of osprey, nesting osprey. So, yeah, that's really a fast-growing activity.
The bird watching is really me out on the golf course, Mike.
It is.
Yeah, watching for them to never show up.
A few weeks ago and saw a pair of bald eagles and 2 osprey facing off. The eagles were trying to steal mullet from the osprey. So it's hard to concentrate on your golf game when you have all of that going. You know, people see bobcats on the ocean course occasionally, but it's really, and a lot of people don't realize that the entire resort, including the golf courses, are Audubon certified.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, Brian, we're up against it. Really looking forward to get back down there, and really looking forward to the changes and the all the additional elements that's going on with Kiowa 2.0, and good stuff. And we'll get in touch with you again, and we'll talk some more.
Well, it's always great talking to you. I appreciate you giving me the time, and look forward to having some of your listeners come down.